Sometimes I have to get used to this cavernous room, but today's hearing will continue our oversight of the Department of Justice. We're going to examine the effectiveness of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in carrying out its responsibilities, and I welcome back our FBI director. I thank him for appearing today, and I think he'd probably join me in thanking the hard-working men and women of the FBI who, for their commitment, not only here, but many other countries, to keep all Americans safe. Now, we have to look at some of the issues we raised last year, see where we are, what progress has been made. I've talked with the director yesterday, and again, I commend him in our meetings, whether personal meetings or over the phone. He has always been very, very open and very candid, whether we're talking on things of praising or things of criticism. But I told him I was astonished to learn about the FBI failure in an instance of paying bills that result in telecommunication companies shutting off wiretaps, including one FISA wiretap. The reason I mention that, and I understand from him, and he'll probably speak further this, how that happened, but after the Bush-Cheney administration and the congressional Republicans refused to extend the Protect America Act, of course, the statute provided, but the surveillance authorized under that statute continues, contrary to some of the statements made by the President's press secretary. Ironically, of course, the only shutdown of surveillance has been when the telecom companies ceased surveillance because they weren't paid their fees. Nothing to do with whether the act was in place or not, but whether the government paid the bills. And that, of course, is, well, you know how I feel about that. And then the confidence and credibility of the FBI took a hit on increasingly potent technologies. There are recent reports saying the FBI is engaged in a $1 billion program, $1 billion program to create a massive biometric database combining not just fingerprints, but eye scans, palm prints, facial features, other identifying features of millions of people. I worry about that in a number of areas. I want to make sure the FBI has mastered emerging and enhanced technologies in the fight against crime. We know the difficulties there were in past years on the file sharing and other technological problems the FBI had. But we also have to look at the impact that such a database can have on the privacy rights and civil liberties of Americans. We want to make sure the FBI acts in ways that protect and enhance the rights and values that define us as Americans, make us a unique society, and not undermine them. We know what happened with the internal computer network. We know what's happened with national security letters and exigent letters, so there has to be a concern that if we're going to embark on anything like this, which goes so much into the privacy of Americans, that we know what we're doing. I would urge the director to continue to work to address the backlog of the National Name Check Program. Delays and backlogs there contribute to the inaction by the Department of Homeland Security on citizen applications and on applications for visas by those who have aided American forces in Iraq. Last year, we talked about the FBI's use of national security letters and what appeared to be improper use by some, and the exigent letters, the lag in hiring agents proficient in Arabic, and, of course, problems with the computer system. And then we talked about the Inspector General's findings of widespread illegal and improper use of national security letters obtaining Americans' phone and financial records. Everybody wants to stop terrorists. We also, though, as Americans, we believe in our privacy rights, and we want those protected. because at that time, the Inspector General found the FBI repeatedly abused national security letters, but then failed to report these violations. Same with the FBI's use of so-called exigent letters, which were used to obtain Americans' phone records, often when there's no emergency, never with a follow-up subpoena. And I've discussed this with the director. I know he shares my concern and the fact that there has to be a better chain of command for this. You cannot just have an FBI agent who decides he'd like to obtain Americans' records, bank records, or anything else, and do it just because they want to. And we do have the information technology we've discussed with the FBI, and I want to know where they are on Sentinel. We need an update on the FBI's efforts to hire and train, utilize intelligence analysts, especially those proficient in Arabic. Now, it's not all down by any means. As I said, I do not imagine this country without the FBI and what they've been able to do for us. And I discussed one issue, especially with the director yesterday when we met, and I want to commend him, but I also want to commend the FBI. They, along with our military, have led on the topic of torture and the effective interrogation of detainees. Mr. Director, you and the FBI have consistently been a voice of reason on these issues. And I think you've received applause, and justly so, from Americans of all political stripes. And it seems to me the FBI has concluded the tried and true interrogation tactics, which do not use cruelty and torture, not only more consistent with our laws and our values, but often more effective in obtaining information. And I think just as I've commended the military with the military handbook and what they've done on this, I commend you, Mr. Director, but I also commend you in making it very clear how the people in your bureau will work. And I commend those agents, some of which we cannot discuss in an open session. You and I have discussed more in a classified session, those agents who've shown their commitment to the values that you've laid down and the values this country's laid down in that subject. We noticed that violent crime has been back on the rise in recent years, and we have to make sure that there's enough FBI resources dedicated to it. You're also uniquely suited to take on fraud and corruption. And it's not acceptable to this chairman when other agencies and organizations seek to undermine the FBI's commitment in those areas. You are uniquely suited for that. And I want to make sure that you're able to commit and recommit yourself to your best traditions. And to you personally, Mr. Director, I appreciate your openness to oversight and accountability. That has distinguished you from many others in this town today. Senator Specter, I yield to you for whatever amount of time you want.